Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon. That's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the United Food and Commercial Workers and the Bakery, Confectionery, Tobacco, Grain Millers Unions, and we appreciate their support. The last one was the Cookie Union. I'm just saying the Bakers, the Cookie Union. Today we're talking with Esther Wheeldon. She is with Politico. Welcome to the Union Edge.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. We appreciate it. Apparently, Donald Trump is looking at some of the national monuments across the U.S. and saying that President Obama shouldn't have designated these areas as national treasures. Why would that be, and what would be some of the downside to doing that?
You know, I think there's a general sense in the West that they weren't listened to when Obama created some of the monuments, and also I think possibly in like New England, the fisheries groups for the offshore monument that Obama created at the end of his term as well. And I think Trump and Interior Secretary Zinke are both trying to let the public know, let the states, the lawmakers, and others who maybe weren't happy with the outcomes, that they were listening. And so that's kind of why he's launched a review. But we really don't know what the outcome will be quite yet.
Could it be that some of these areas there are natural resources that people want to harvest and extract that President Obama was trying to protect the region from?
You know, it's not entirely clear whether he was trying to protect from natural resource development at the moment, because there hasn't been a huge amount of clamoring for those areas. However, the coal, the oil and gas industry, they always like to have their options open. So certainly they don't like the fact that these areas have been set off from them. For example, when Clinton set off the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument, he bought out a bunch of coal mining contracts, and so there's still coal resources there. So, you know, there's the potential for that to happen in the future, but I don't know that Obama was specifically targeting that topic when he did it.
Very interesting. So, has President Trump indicated how long these reviews are going to take, and any at all what some of the possible outcomes might be?
Yeah, so he's given Secretary Zinke 45 days to come back on Bears Ears in Utah, specifically, and then Zinke has 120 days total to come back with overall recommendations, although Zinke has indicated that he has a little more leeway there, that if he thinks he needs more time, he can go to Trump and say, hey, you know, I think we need a couple more days or weeks or whatever. As far as the scope, Zinke hasn't taken anything off the table, so it could be anything from saying we need to reduce the size and cut it back here and here and here to allow more grazing or allow for whatever reasons. Or Zinke could come back and say to Trump, I think you should just get rid of the designation entirely. The only caveat there is Zinke did suggest yesterday that he cares, that he thinks there may be some areas in general that need to be preserved. And so it'll be interesting to see how that idea plays out as he's reviewing these areas.
Very interesting. Will they have to have a public comment period if they're going to change this?
I don't believe so. The Antiquities Act is different than a lot of other laws in that it doesn't have a public review, public input process, and I think that's one of the concerns Western states and lawmakers have had, is that a president can just unilaterally create these monuments. You know, a counter-argument to that by people who support the monuments is that most presidents don't just come in and willy-nilly pick spots. So this is a fairly long process, that they do talk with groups, they do look at areas, they do look at maps, they do a lot of consideration and talking before they do things. There have been some examples. For example, the Grand Staircase Monument, Clinton did fairly fast. He did consult with groups, but it was pretty rushed.
Very interesting indeed. What are some of the resources in the Bears Ears area that people might be interested in mining?
You know, I've heard that there may be some fossils, some like oil and gas resources around that area. It's a little unclear specifically because I don't think there's ever been any actual exploration in the area, so it can be kind of disputed as to whether there is a whole lot there or not. We do know that there's coal at the Grand Staircase one, however.
There you
go. But as far as resources they're protecting, I mean, the Bears Ears was created, one of the reasons Obama did it was because there was a huge amount of looting going on, and illegal trade happening with tribal artifacts. And
right.
he wanted to stop that. And so, you know, if Trump decides to get rid of the monument, he may have to, you know, address that issue in some form.
There you go. So this is very interesting indeed. Anything else we should be aware of today?
You know, I think the one thing looking forward-wise is that Zinke plans to visit Utah very soon, and he has promised to be as transparent as possible in what monuments he's looking at. I think there's about 24 monuments that could be in that on the list, and I imagine he won't be able to do an in-depth one of every single one. So it'll be interesting to see, besides Bears Ears and the Grand Staircase monuments, which other ones he kind of selects for taking on.
There you go. How do we find out more about you and what you do for Politico?
Well, my profile is online. I'm also on Twitter at Esther Now. Just how it sounds.
There you
go.
And,
yeah.
We appreciate it very much, and we look forward to talking again soon.
Thanks for having me, Charles.
Thank you. We appreciate it. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.